This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL. We have 68 degrees in Chapel Hill. Partly sunny today. Slight chance of showers in the afternoon. Our high today about 85. County Commissioner Penny Rich says that at least three companies have expressed interest in relocating to Orange County since Morinaga, the top-selling Japanese candy company, announced plans to build a new $48 million facility in Mebane. County leaders say the economic benefits of landing the internationally known confectionery will be significant. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
Penny Rich says it's too early to reveal details about the other companies who have taken notice of Orange County since Morinaga's announcement, but she says it is an exciting time for the county.
We know that interest grows. When you do make such a huge advantage with a company in one area, other companies take notice.
Morinaga plans to build its first American manufacturing facility in Orange County's Buckhorn Economic Development District that will employ at least 90 people and pay an average salary of $38,000 a year. County Manager Frank Clifton said in a recent board meeting that if the Morinaga facility develops as planned, it could become one of the top three taxpayers in the county. The site is set to open in mid-2015, but before construction can begin, the county commissioners must fulfill the promise incentives package, which includes installing water and sewer infrastructure. Rich says that when companies investigate an area, they want to make sure that those utilities are in place before making a deal.
We know that we have foreign companies that are interested, but we also have domestic companies that were looking elsewhere because of the infrastructure that was not in place in Orange County. And now that the infrastructure is in place, they are taking a second look at our area. And it really is exciting.
Steve Brantley, Orange County's Economic Development Director, led the effort to recruit the manufacturer. Brantley, who speaks Japanese, says the county beat out 18 sites in the state and other cities such as Toronto, Canada, and Portland, Oregon.
The Morinaga name is maybe not so well known by American as it would be to Japanese people or people from the Far East. They would know Morinaga like we would know Nestle's or Hershey's.
Areas surrounding Orange County, like Alamance and Durham counties, are already home to international companies. Brantley says bringing in a well-known corporate identity such as Morinaga will increase Orange County's international presence. He says there's also the possibility for a supplier company to move to the county as well.
To be selected by an international firm and a very demanding Japanese firm is one where if you're meeting their standards, it says you're doing things right as a community, as a county, to attract business.
Rich says she hopes local businesses will also benefit from the large-scale operation.
There's uniforms involved. Someone's got to dry clean the uniforms. If there's advertising that has to happen locally, we would hope that they would use some local advertisers.
Barry Jacobs, chair of the Orange County Commissioners, says that bringing in Morinaga kept AKG of America, a German company, from moving away from Mebane. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:10. More news in just a moment.
Now is your chance to live the life of luxury at holiday time. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, and this holiday season, you, your family, and friends can stay at the world-famous Carolina Inn with rates starting at just $109. The Carolina Inn is a tradition like no other, and now better than ever after being fully renovated. We invite you to enjoy afternoon tea, unprecedented service, and our award-winning restaurant, all at our best rates of the year. Book now at CarolinaInn.com and spend the holidays at the Carolina Inn.
Moe's Bottle Shop is all about discovery. We've got your go-to favorites, but you've got to believe Moe's knows of at least three other brews that will blow your mind. American craft beer is entering a new era, and we're out front. You can get at Moe's what you can't get anywhere else. Hundreds of different 12-ounce single beers for your six-pack pleasure. Go to mosbottleshop.com to find out who we are, where we are, what we do, and how it works. Moe's Bottle Shop in Hillsboro.
Attention Carolina fans, Fitch Lumber and Hardware is a whole lot more than just wood and nuts and bolts. Whether you're building a dream home, adding on, or just maintaining what you've got, we can help lead you in the right direction. Doors, windows, siding, roofing, paint, You name it, we can help you with it. And don't forget about our key and lock services and our custom millwork shop. So stop by Fitzlumber and Hardware in downtown Carrboro or check us out online at fitzlumber.com. Go Tar Heels.
Dana, time for your eye appointment.
Oh, good. While we're at the mall, I want new jeans.
We're not going to the mall. We're going to UNC Eye Care Center.
But will they have cool frames?
Where we can get all your ophthalmology needs taken care of at one time in one place.
But will they have cool frames?
They've even moved to a more convenient location right off Highway 54.
But will...
And yes, they have cool frames.
UNC Eye Care Center. Specialties include pediatrics, neuro-ophthalmology, glaucoma, cataracts, and oculoplastics. Now located at 2226 Nelson Highway. UNCI.org.
WCHL News Time is 6:12. The North Carolina NAACP's Moral Monday protests returned to Raleigh this week after holding the peaceful demonstrations in other cities across the state. This time, college students will lead the rally to protest of legislation passed by the Republican-led legislature and Governor Pat McCrory, which they say hurts education and voting rights. Protesters are set to meet at 4:30 p.m. at the First Baptist Church on Wilmington Street in downtown Raleigh today, and will then head to the governor's mansion at 5:30 following a rally led by students of the organizations such as North Carolina NAACP Youth and College Division, North Carolina Student Power Union, CAUSE, and North Carolina Vote Defenders. Young people have always been an active and important part of the Forward Together movement, according to Reverend William Barber, NAACP State Chapter President and Moral Monday Movement Leader. In a statement, he went on to say, as school begins across the state, they will continue to organize and build this movement in response to the immoral and unconstitutional attacks on student voting rights and public education. This is a movement, not a moment. The Moral Monday demonstrations, which were held over the summer in Raleigh, saw more than 900 arrests at the North Carolina General Assembly. Chapel Hill police are searching for a suspect in connection with a car chase involving a stolen vehicle that happened on Saturday night. Sergeant Jeff House of the Chapel Hill Police Department said that officers responded at 7:30 p.m. to a call reporting a stolen vehicle on Lindsay Street. House said the two suspects, identified as Marvin Ovi, 23, and Gregory Harris, 28, fled the scene in the stolen 2012 Buick and then crashed at the intersection of Rosemary Street and Glen Burnie Street. Officers tracked the vehicle using the GPS system OnStar. House said reports indicated that Harris was the driver, lost control of the vehicle, and crashed into a stone wall. The single car wreck happened within an hour of the initial call.
The occupants of the vehicle fled from the vehicle and it fled to a short canine track. And one of the people that fled from the vehicle were apprehended and the other subject got away.
Ovi was arrested on charges of possession of stolen vehicle and resisting arrest. Harris was the suspect who got away. House said that he has outstanding warrants for his arrest. The police report listed Harris as a black male, about 5'3 and 170 pounds. Anyone with information can contact the Chapel Hill Police Department or call Crime Stoppers. Calls will remain anonymous, and we have the contact information on our website at chapelboro.com. Donna Coffey, chair of the Orange County Board of Education, says newly named superintendent Dr. Jerry Martine's experience and strong communication skills make her the best fit to lead the school system. Coffey says the Orange County Schools Board of Education reviewed 30 applications with applicants from 11 states.
Dr. Martine definitely stood out as the best candidate for our board. Her credentials, her skills, her passion, her dedication, along with her experience, just led us to believe that she will serve our students, our staff, and our community for many years to come.
Martine comes from the McDowell County Schools in Marion, North Carolina, where she served as superintendent. She's been working in education for the last 27 years, including 4 years as assistant superintendent for curriculum and instruction prior to her role in McDowell County.
She has worked at all levels of the schools, from teaching on up through the central office administration, and she's had a little bit over a year experience being superintendent.
Martine received her Bachelor of Arts in Spanish and Politics from Wake Forest University, and she's fluent in Spanish. Coffey says about 14% of the Orange County School's students are Hispanic.
I think she's just going to bring a whole other level to our non-English-speaking students and our parents and help us lead the way in providing them with more services.
Our team received a Master of Arts in Educational Leadership from Appalachian State University and continued her education at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro, where she received her Doctorate of Educational Leadership and Cultural Foundations. Martine succeeds Patrick Rhodes, who retired back in June. Del Burns has served as interim superintendent and will remain in the position until Martine takes over sometime in October. WCHL News Time, 617. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report on WCHL is brought to you by Legacy Investments. Legacy Investments. Remember that name. Traffic, not a lot happening this morning. Not a lot going on. That situation will certainly change a little bit later on when it does. Rand Northam is in the newsroom. He'll be reporting on traffic throughout the morning here on WCHL. But right now, everything is all copacetic this morning. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver Weather, presented by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, which can host private parties on a patio with special indoor-outdoor capabilities. Guests can lounge and enjoy their favorite dishes crafted to order by the excellent Tobacco Road chef. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver Weather, 61 degrees right now. Partly sunny with a 20% chance for showers today. On today, about 85. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 60 degrees. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 75. So a little bit of cooling off going on. Then tomorrow night, we'll get all the way down to the low 50s, still with partly cloudy skies. So the weather not so bad here for the next couple of days. And it's going to cool off a little bit. And it's not even that hot today to begin with. So, hey, it's okay. Coming up next on WCHL, we will take a look at your WCHL Championship Sports.
Dreaming of an easier and faster way to get your vehicle serviced? Wake up, because Crown Honda South Point has the answer. Dream Service. Simply drop your car off between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and your vehicle will be ready bright and early at 7 a.m. the next morning. 7 a.m. Guaranteed, or it's free. Free. Plus, Crown Honda South Point is the only Honda dealer in North Carolina open until 11 p.m. Rest easy with Dream Service at Crown Honda South Point. Dream South Point Auto Park Boulevard and SouthPointHonda.com.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road in the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
Hi, this is Rick Steinbacher. If you're hungry for nostalgia and food, Chapel Hill has the edge on all others. You can visit Sutton's Drugstore. It's a living museum in all the best ways. And if your photo makes it to the wall there, your life's work is done. There's Four Corners, a classic bar and grill, serving sandwiches named for legendary Tar Heels like the Fabulous Phil and the Slammin' Sam. Chapel Hill, an edgy community that bleeds Carolina blue.
Explore, taste, tune in. Experience the edge of the triangle here in your own backyard.
Time for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by UNC Healthcare. Good morning, I'm Ryan Stutz. The number four ranked Notre Dame women's soccer team handed number one North Carolina its first loss of the season, despite the Tar Heels 18-5 mark in shots, including a 6-2 tally in shots on goal. Fighting Irish took a 1-0 lead into halftime after freshman midfielder Morgan Andrews snuck one past the Tar Heels sophomore goalkeeper Brianna Heberlin in the 22nd minute.
We're disappointed, but still I was pleased with our rebound in the second half. I thought we played a heck of a lot better, but I want to tip my hat to Notre Dame. I thought they had riding time in the first half, and they certainly earned the right to be ahead of us at halftime.
That ties the largest deficit of the season for Carolina, and it's only the second time the Tar Heels have trailed an opponent this year. Notre Dame freshman goalkeeper Kalia Little made five saves in the goal, including two in the final 2 minutes, coming off the foot of Carolina's leading scorer, senior midfielder Crystal Dunn. After the game, head coach Anson Dorrance said Notre Dame just gave more than Carolina can handle in the first half.
Here's the ball played into the box at 18. And top of the penalty box, a goal for the Irish. A beautiful ball played with the right foot a long cross into the top of the penalty, atop of the goalie box by Brittany Van Reeden.
That is Paul Connell on WCHL. For the loss, Carolina fell to 7-1, 1-1 in the ACC. Notre Dame improved to 6-1, 2-0. Tar Heels are on the road on Wednesday against the Florida State Seminoles, hoping to bounce back. The bulk of the pressure for the Tar Heels in their road game on Saturday against Georgia Tech will fall on the defense. Associate head coach for defense, Vic Koning, knows it. He says the key to the contest will likely come down to third down results. And he says last year, Carolina let the Jackets off the hook on far too many third and long situations.
You watch our game last year, we got them in like 12 third downs, and they were able to convert nine, and that's the difference in the game. You know, you get them behind schedule, and you get them at a down where they're throwing the ball, you need to be successful.
Kickoff time for Carolina and Georgia Tech is set for noon on Saturday down in Atlanta. The game will be televised by one of the ESPN network stations to be announced soon. We're not really sure which one. WCHL will get you fired up for the contest starting bright and early at 9 o'clock in the morning. I'll be your host for Countdown to Kickoff, presented by UNC Healthcare. That'll be followed by The Good Sports with RC and Bob Lee, and then coverage the rest of the day here on WCHL. Another early game. Again, our coverage will begin at noon. Our game time is 12 noon. Our coverage will begin at 9. You can read the story and follow all the latest in Tar Heel football all week long on our website, chapelboro.com. Huddle up with the Heels. UNC Olympic sports had a strong weekend with three victories and a top four finish. With a balanced attack that included gold from six different players, the top-ranked North Carolina field hockey team beat visiting Radford 8-1 on Sunday afternoon at Francis Henry Stadium. UNC improved 6-0 with the win, while the Highlanders fell to 1-4. The number 18 volleyball team at Carolina swept Albany 3-0, 25-13, 25-10, and 25-14 Saturday night, claiming the 2013 Carolina Classic title. As the Tar Heels, now 9-0, tied the best season start since 1981. Saturday night's win was the third sweep in 2 days for the Tar Heels, who defeated James Madison and George Washington 3-0 earlier in the weekend. Tar Heels continue play at home next weekend when they host Illinois on Friday night at 7 and Indiana on Saturday at 5 for the ACC Big Ten Challenge. Tar Heels continue playing in North Carolina women's tennis. Freshman Haley Carter claimed the black draw singles title on Sunday at the Duke Fab Four Invitational at the Cary Tennis Park. The Tar Heels had an entry into the finals of all three draws this morning, but Carter was the only one to come away victorious. She won in straight sets 6-2, 6-4 yesterday over Florida's 16th-ranked Sophie Owen. The North Carolina men's golf team finished fourth at the Tar Heel Intercollegiate on Sunday after shooting a combined score of 13 over par, 877. Tar Heels registered 7 over 295 in the first round, and even par 288 in the second, and 6 over par 294 in the final round. For a full recap of each of the weekend's contests, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. If you watch NFL football yesterday, rookie E.J. Manuel hit Stevie Johnson for a 2-yard touchdown pass with 2 seconds left, leading the Buffalo Bills to a 24-23 win over the Carolina Panthers. And Archansky says, sure looks like the same old Panthers. Panthers now 0-2. They lost yet again in a close game. They were coming off a 12-7 loss to Seattle last week. They've now dropped to 2-14 in games decided by 7 points or fewer in 2-plus seasons under coach Ron Rivera. It is 6:25 at WCHL.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. And by Pure Silk Moisturizing Shave Cream for Women, made with soothing aloe and fabulous moisturizers to help your legs look and feel like pure silk. This is Charles Osgood. When a hurricane moves across the ocean toward land, as Superstorm Sandy did a year ago this month, it does things to the water, and in turn, the roiling water does things to the wind. To study these interactions, researchers at the University of Miami needed to replicate them somehow. So, inside a laboratory there, they built a giant turbine and wave maker to generate the equivalent of a Category 3 storm indoors. We'll tell you about that after this. There are a lot of complicated things in life, rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing Auto Owners Insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent auto owner's agency. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Choosing the right retirement community for yourself or your loved one depends so much on a special kind of trust. And the folks at Holiday Retirement have built an all-inclusive, carefree, and affordable lifestyle for its residents with just that kind of trust.
Holiday Retirement has over 300 independent living communities in the U.S. and Canada. Bring a friend and join us for lunch to experience firsthand the all-inclusive lifestyle Holiday can offer you. Visit us at holidayliving.com to learn more. That's holidayliving.com.
A powerful hurricane is wildly unpredictable as to how intense it's going to be. So Ryan House, a professor of applied marine physics, and his team at the University of Miami are now using what they call the Air-Sea Interaction Saltwater Tank, or ASIST, so they can study what happens in a controlled setting, says Dr. House.
Waves on the water are like sandpaper on a hurricane as it tries to spin over that. So trying to do a forecast of hurricane intensity, we believe, and it's becoming pretty apparent, that you have to do a better job of understanding what the surface between the air that's spinning and the water actually looks like in order to get a better hurricane intensity forecast.
But this is only the beginning, he says.
The physical process studies that we do here, trying to understand what drives a hurricane, can be used in the next generation of models, hurricane models, that will try to incorporate more and more details about the real surface.
In fact, the university is now building him another simulator, six times as wide as ASIST. It will be the only one in the world capable of replicating the wind and waves of a Category 5 hurricane. Lots of luck, guys. The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Will you be our neighbor? If you or someone you know is moving or building a home in Chapel Hill, Harrington Bank is your first stop in financing your new dream home. Harrington Bank offers competitive rates and products for construction loans, renovation loans, home equity loans, and refinancing options. Let's be neighbors and give us a call today. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Oh, this is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, it's that time of year again, Carolina football season. And nobody gets more excited about Carolina football
Sammy,
than I do.
Football and real estate have absolutely nothing in common, except once I had a client who wore shoulder pads.
Well, I think that counts.
And homes are measured in square feet, and football is a game of inches.
And our business is all about bringing two parties together who have totally opposing agendas. The buyer always wants to pay as little as possible, and the seller usually wants more than the market will bear.
And inspections are like first downs, and lenders are like referees, and closing is like the end zone.
By George, I think she's got it.
I do have it, Sammy. When it comes to buying and selling a house, we all want to come out ahead. And at Franklin Street Realty, we make that happen.
At Franklin Street, we have more than 20 years' experience helping the right buyers and sellers find each other, so everyone ends up a winner.
Oh, Sammy, that's so sweet.
Franklin Street Realty, why would you call anyone else?
This is it. It's football time. That means there's only one place to get every bit of Carolina and college football stats, commentary, photos, sideline news, and much, much more. It's Chapelboro's Huddle Up with the Heels section.
Shotgun snap to Renner and drops straight back. Plenty of time, goes to the end zone. Ebron catches it for six. What a play by the Tar Heel tight end.
And it's jam-packed with everything you'll need to know this season, plus extras you weren't even expecting. So don't get blindsided. Check out chapelboro.com/huddleup all season long.
Well, it's 6:30 at WCHL, bottom of the hour. Always time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. This forecast brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Listen, if you need something really simple and quick, like a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or that custom piece you've been dreaming of for years, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. They can make it happen. Go see Berkeley today, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 71 degrees, partly sunny with a 20% chance of showers, high today in the middle 80s, I should say 61 degrees, misread the thermometer this morning. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 60, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the middle 70s. Tomorrow night, clear in the evening, and then we'll get some clouds after midnight, probably with the overnight low in the low 50s, and looking ahead a little bit to Wednesday, partly sunny with a high in the middle 70s. But again, get ready for a pretty good day today, rather warm. High today in the middle 80s.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Janet Yellen, the vice chairwoman of the Federal Reserve, may well be the person chosen to take over for retiring Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke at the end of January. She's been behind much of the Fed's effort to stimulate the economy. Larry Summers, who had been the chairmanship's front runner, is out.
I'm Peter Mayer in Washington. In his letter to President Obama, Lawrence Summers points to concerns about an acrimonious confirmation process, saying it would not have been good for the administration or possibly the economic recovery. The move is a setback for Summers, who's known as a fighter, but the mere talk of a Summers nomination caused unrest among some Democrats, including four on the Senate Banking Committee, who planned to oppose him if he had been chosen.
Political scholar Larry Sabato is with the University of Virginia.
The left thought Summers was in bed with Wall Street. This may not be true, but it's the image they have of an establishment Democrat like Larry Summers.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
63 degrees, 632 WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. Members of the public will have a chance to weigh in on a plan to build a hotel at Southern Village when the Chapel Hill Town Council meets tonight. This proposed five-story, 112-room hotel will be on 4 acres, the edge of the mixed-use development along 15501 across from Strata Solar. A future phase could include a new apartment building. An earlier plan to build a hotel in the middle of Market Street in the side of a current parking lot was put on pause in 2009 after Southern Village residents objected to the idea. The public will also have a chance to respond to a plan to reduce the minimum lot acreage for new apartment complexes from 5 acres to 2 acres. The public hearing starts at 7 o'clock in the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. That meeting, once again, is tonight. The North Carolina NAACP's Moral Monday protest returned to Raleigh today. After holding the peaceful demonstrations in other cities across the state, this time college students will lead the rally to protest of legislation passed by the Republican-led legislature and Governor Pat McCrory, which they say hurts education and voting rights. Protesters are set to meet this afternoon at 4:30 at the First Baptist Church on Wilmington Street in downtown Raleigh, and will then head over to the governor's mansion at 5:30 following a rally led by students of the organization such as North Carolina NAACP Youth and College Division, North Carolina Student Power Union, CAUSE, and North Carolina Vote Defenders. Young people have always been an active and important part of the Forward Together movement, according to Reverend William Barber, NAACP State Chapter President and Moral Monday Movement leader, in a statement. As school begins across the state, they will continue to organize and build this movement in response to the immoral and unconstitutional attacks on student voting rights and public education. This is a movement, not a moment. Again, that from a statement from Reverend Barber. The Moral Monday demonstrations, which were held over the summer in Raleigh, saw more than 900 arrests in the General Assembly, 924 to be exact. Many of those people who live right here in Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County. Donna Coffey, chair of the Orange County Board of Education, tells WCHL that newly named superintendent Dr. Jerry Martine's experience and strong communication skills make her the best fit to lead the school system. Coffey says the Orange County Schools Board of Education reviewed 30 applicants in all, with applications coming in from 11 states.
Dr. Martine definitely stood out as the best candidate for our board. Her credentials, her skills, her passion, her dedication, along with her experience, just led us to believe that she will serve our students, our staff, and our community for many years to come.
Martine comes from the McDowell County Schools in Marion, where she served as superintendent. She's been working in education for 27 years, including 4 years as assistant superintendent for curriculum and instruction prior to her role in McDowell County.
She has worked at all levels of the schools, from teaching on up through the central office administration, and she's had a little bit over a year experience being superintendent.
Martine received her Bachelor of Arts degree in Spanish and politics from Wake Forest University and is fluent in Spanish. Coffey says that 14% of Orange County school students are Hispanic.
I think she's just going to bring a whole other level to our non-English speaking students and our parents and help us lead the way in providing them with more services.
Martine received a Master of Arts in Educational Leadership from Appalachian State and continued her education at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro, where she received her Doctorate of Educational Leadership and Cultural Foundations. Martine succeeds Patrick Rhodes, who retired in June. Del Burns has been serving as interim superintendent and will remain in that position until Martine takes over sometime during the month of October. Access to a college education comes with a price, especially for undocumented immigrants. 32 states require undocumented immigrants to pay out-of-state tuition to attend College in North Carolina is one of them. But one UNC student and his organization are hoping to change that. Carolina Connections' Charlie Shelton has the story coming up in our next newscast on WCHL. WCHL News Time, 6:36. Well, as a matter of fact, Charlie Shelton has that story for you right now.
One by one, signature by signature, UNC junior Emilio Vicente is aiming to bring affordable education to undocumented college students. Vicente is one of the leaders of Students United for Immigrant Equality, a group that launched a campaign Monday called One State, One Rate. Undocumented students currently must pay out of state, regardless of how long they lived in North Carolina. But Vicente plans to change that.
This is about making the education accessible for undocumented students who qualify to come to UNC and who do want to come to UNC and who do want to contribute to their communities more than what they've already contributed.
Undocumented and out-of-state students currently pay $30,000 per year for tuition and fees, compared to only about $8,000 for in-state students. Undocumented students are also not allowed to receive federal financial aid. Vicente says providing these students with in-state tuition will alleviate some of the burden.
I do receive Facebook messages, emails from students that I don't know asking me, how can I go to UNC? How can I afford to pay for my education? And it's, for me, it's always heartbreaking because I wish I could tell them that this is the formula to do it, but there is no formula. And it's really sad when I get those messages later on saying, I'm not going to be going to UNC and I'm going to have to work. And that's really sad. And it's really sad because it's not a loss for them. It's a loss for our state.
But Wake County Republican Representative Paul Stamm says providing students who do not have legal status would be unfair to those who are citizens paying an out-of-state rate. Stamm is Speaker pro temp of the State House of Representatives. He says it doesn't matter if undocumented students have lived in North Carolina. They should still not receive in-state tuition because they are not legal residents.
Let's say I've paid taxes in North Carolina all my life, but I get a job in South Carolina. And the next year, my child wants to go to UNC Charlotte. Well, my child will have to pay out-of-state tuition. In other words, there are so many inequities already that involve tens of thousands of more people than what you're talking about. Why people would think we could make an exception for those who are not citizens of the country, why we don't make exceptions for people who are citizens, is just sort of weird.
Supporters of in-state tuition for undocumented students filed a bill in North Carolina's General Assembly this past April, but it hasn't received any action from the Republican legislature, which is now out of session until May. However, Vicente wants to put politics aside and make this campaign an educational issue. He's circulating a petition to convince people like Chancellor Folt and UNC's Board of Governors that the policy needs to change.
We are the first public university in the state, and not only in the state, but also in the nation. We have a history of always standing up for what's right, and I think this is one of those instances where we can be on the right side of history.
Vicente says another major focus will be reaching out to alumni for support in the community and across the country. Pablo Friedman graduated from UNC in 2009. And says he is supporting the campaign with the belief that undocumented students should not be denied education because of their parents' decisions.
I think it's really important for folks to understand, like, it's not a Latino issue, it's a basic human rights issue.
Friedman is a high school dropout prevention specialist and says he has seen the effects of UNC's tuition policy on many of those he has worked with.
Most of the undocumented families that I've worked with, they don't earn a lot of money. They're very simple families, very humble families, and the reality is for one of those families to be paying $40,000 a year, that's far more than the entire family makes in a given year. It's financially impossible. They will not go to college.
The support on campus continues to grow for One State, One Rate. As of yesterday, the petition had 780 signatures, on its way to reaching 1,000 signatures by the end of the semester. In Chapel Hill, I'm Charlie Shelton.
Carolina Connection is the radio news magazine of the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. It airs on WCHL every Saturday morning at 8:30 during the school year. And in fact, it will be on right before our coverage of Carolina football begins this coming Saturday on WCHL. Again, Saturday morning at 8:30. WCHL News Time, 8:40. Coming up next, Wiley Post is back with the commentary. He says Alan Colton's recent commentary about Congressman David Price was just plain wrong. That'll be followed by Inside Carolina Football on WCHL.
Chapel Hill is where economic development is Commerce Plus. And now you can keep up and join the conversation on Twitter by searching for hashtag Commerce Plus. You'll find your neighbors and town staff talking and sharing about economic development, trends, local news, and much more. Be inspired, be educated, be in the know. Follow us on Twitter at CHEconDEV or search hashtag Commerce Plus. To find out more, visit opentobusiness.biz.
At Five Guys, they're in business to sell quality burgers, period. Nothing beats Five Guys' hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all 15 free toppings. And who can resist Five Guys' fresh-cut Idaho fries cooked in trans-fat and cholesterol-free peanut oil? It's no wonder that Five Guys has been Sagat survey-rated for 11 years. Stop by the new location at Meadowmont Village to see what all the buzz is about. For more locations and hours, visit fiveguys.com.
36 countries, 150 artisan groups, a world of handmade treasures, and one place to discover them all. 10,000 villages, home decor, jewelry, gifts, all one of a kind, fashioned one at a time. At 10,000 villages, each item tells a story.
When somebody else takes that beautiful item, I want to carry that beauty to them.
They're gifts that give twice, because 10,000 villages is a fair trade retailer, providing sustainable income to artisans in developing countries.
Fair trade has been the possibility to have what we have now.
Enriching their lives while bringing exotic elegance into yours. Surprise your senses. Express your style. Experience the new. Step into 10,000 villages.
I feel very beautiful making these products, and I want all our customers to feel beautiful wearing them.
Shop 10,000 villages at the shops at Eastgate and Chapel Hill today.
66 degrees, 643 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wiley Post. Here we go again. I said this before that I would never attack a man, but attack his facts. But after Alan Colton spoke his views, I must speak out that he is misleading us by saying that Congressman Price does not have to abide by the health insurance offered to members of Congress next year because it includes a special subsidy from the president that exempted Congress from Obamacare. Congress isn't exempt from the law. It wasn't exempt back in 2010, nor lawmakers exempt back in May when this bogus bit surfaced again. 3 months later, they're still not exempt. In fact, we've heard before, lawmakers and their staffs face additional requirements that other Americans don't, and the special subsidy which he refers to is simply a premium contribution that his employer, our government, has long made to the insurance policies of its workers. With Obamacare starting in 2014, members of Congress and their staffs can no longer get their insurance through the Federal Employee Health Benefits Program as they had in the past. Instead, these federal employees will get insurance through the exchanges set up by Obamacare. Other Americans with work-based insurance aren't subject to such a requirement. They can continue to get insurance through their employers. Other federal workers, too, can continue to select insurance plans through the Federal Employee Health Benefits Program, but not Congress. Why the unusual requirement for lawmakers and staffers? This provision was added when the health care bills were being debated, out of Republican concern that Congress get the same insurance that would be offered to some Americans through this legislation, insurance sold through state-based and federal exchanges. Those exchanges are for individuals who buy their own insurance, including the now uninsured and small businesses. This twisted reading of the legislation was based on the fact that originally Congress, like other Americans with work-based insurance or Americans on Medicare and Medicaid, wouldn't be eligible for the exchanges. In other words, Congress was supposedly exempt when members couldn't participate in the exchanges. And now that they are required to do so, they are still somehow exempt from the law. Neither of these convoluted claims is true. And this is why we post.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Thanks, Coach. Now let's talk about Georgia Tech inside Carolina football on WCHL.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Through two games this season, Tar Heel quarterback Bryn Renner has completed nearly 64% of his passes for more than 500 yards and two touchdowns. On his weekly radio show last week, Carolina head coach Larry Fedora was asked if he felt Renner looked comfortable in the pocket so far this year.
I thought he was a lot more comfortable this last week than he was the week before. And, I mean, I think a little bit that is, you know, to be understood. I mean, going into that first game, you had one of the best defensive lines and one of the best defensive linemen in the country. Yep. And you had two new starters up front in your offensive line with redshirt freshmen. And so I'm sure Bryn was a little bit concerned with that. I think he settled in really nicely this past week, and I thought he threw the ball very well.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
As a senior and a three-year starter, Renner is being asked to handle a lot of responsibility for the Tar Heels this year.
There is more on him, and you know, that's just to be expected. I mean, he's experienced. He's a leader on our football team. You got two young guys up front. You have less experience in the backfield right now than you've had. You've got some new guys on the outside. So you put a little bit more pressure on the quarterback.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Tar Heels take on Georgia Tech down in Atlanta on Saturday. Game time 12 noon. Another one of those early games. That means that WCHL's exclusive pregame coverage begins at 9 a.m. with Countdown to Kickoff presented by UNC Healthcare.
Ever dreamed of meeting your perfect match? Meet Bob, a 91-year-old athletic war veteran looking for a younger woman with a car. Find out if you're Bob's perfect match by becoming a Home Instead caregiver. Working with seniors in their homes can be challenging, but tremendously rewarding. Enjoy training, support, flexible shifts, and a job that nurtures the soul. Learn more at homeinstead.com/caregiver.
Why do you buy what you buy, and how do you decide where to buy it? I'm Gerald LeMoyne, General Manager of Performance Chevrolet in Chapel Hill. The Internet has changed the shopping experience forever. By the time you walk in our door, you know what you want to do and how you want to do it. You're in control. We have no secrets. Anything you want to know, we'll tell you. From the moment of first contact, you'll experience how we're different. Wow! I know with complete certainty that you'll have the best experience ever at Performance Chevrolet in Chapel Hill. I know without a doubt that our prices are outstanding. Why would you want to buy your Chevrolet anywhere else? You can lease the 2013 Chevrolet Bolt for $269 per month, and the performance promise is included. Wow!
C3132, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year, $23.99 due at signing. Excludes tax tag and $549 dock fee based on MSRP of $39,995 and selling price of $38,995. Financing with approved credit. Take delivery by 9/30/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceChevyChapelHill.com. The wow is our promise. Best people, best service, best value. Always. Performance Chevrolet is a Hendrick team member.
650 at WCHL, time for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you by Crown Honda, a South Point home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. Now time to check traffic with Rand Northam. Rand, I know it's been a busy weekend, and thanks for taking the extra time to come up with something totally creative this morning. Different color shirt, one I haven't seen before. I don't recall, anyway. I'm quite impressed.
It's one of my throwback shirts here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Throwback?
A throwback.
That means you throw it back in the closet until all your other clothes are dirty, or what is that?
I guess it's an easier way or a nicer way of saying it's an older shirt.
Yeah. I got some of those, too.
But it's a favorite of mine. I like this color. It's almost a peach, coral kind of color.
So, yeah, it is. Yeah. All right.
One of the few I can wear with my white tie.
Well, I like it.
Yeah, thank you.
What's happening with traffic?
Traffic is moving smoothly for the most part right now. We're seeing a little bit of a slowdown on 15501 southbound between NC54 and Manning Drive. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. I-40 seeing no problems right now. The Durham Freeway moving smoothly as well. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again about a half an hour from now.
Can't wait.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter Weather, presented by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee this morning and serving it fast. It's guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Your Chapel Hill Carpenter Weather, 68 degrees right now. Partly sunny with a 20% chance for showers. High today about 85. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 60. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the middle 70s. Tomorrow night, it'll turn cooler still. We'll have clear skies in the evening. Some clouds moving in after midnight with a low in the low 50s. And that will make for another nice day on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high in the middle 70s. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Actress Lauren Bacall is 89 years old today. Oh, yeah. Blues singer B.B. King, one of the best guitarists on the planet, 88 years old today. B.B., happy birthday. George Chakiris, 81 years old today, the actor. Clergyman, author, Reverend Robert Schuller, 87. Let's see here. Actress Linda Miller turned 71 today. Betty Kelly, who was one of the Vandellos with Martha in the Vandellos, 69 years old today. Let's see here. Actress Susan Rattan, 65. Actor Ed Begley Jr., 64 years old today. Actor comedian Lenny Clark, 60. Jazz musician Earl Klug is 60. Singer Frank Reed of the Shylights, 59 years old today. Television personality Mark McEwen is 59. Baseball Hall of Famer Robin Yount, 58 years old today. Actor Mickey Rourke is 57. Magician David Copperfield is 57. Actress Jennifer Tilly, 55 years old today. Retired Major League Baseball All-Star pitcher Oral Hershiser, 55. Retired Major League Baseball All-Star Tim Raines is 54. Singer Richard Marx is 50. Comedian Molly Shannon is 49. Singer Mark Anthony is 45. Comedian actress Amy Poehler, 42. Actress Alexis Bledel is 32. Actress Sabrina Bryan is 29. Actor Darren Kakasoff, 26. Actress dancer Bailey Buntaine, who was on Bunheads on TV. I don't even know who that is. 24 years old today. And Nick Jonas, one of the Jonas Brothers, turns 21. Got a local celebrity celebrating a birthday today, and that would be the entertainment czar at Carolina. Emil Kang turns another year older, so people around the world with all of Emil's connections will certainly be celebrating Emil's birthday today. Happy birthday, Emil Kang. We're going to make sure you get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. They always take good care of their customers. Happy birthday from UPS and WCHL, Emil Kang. Monday, ladies and gentlemen, Monday. Can't trust that day, and you can always trust Freddie Kiger.
We will be here.
Yes.
Like the United States mail. In sleet, rain, in
sleet.
Hail.
It doesn't matter. Nothing.
You're going to get a trivia question.
Nothing will stop the delivery of your trusty trivia question.
That is correct.
What do you got today?
Chapels.
Chapels?
Chapels.
All right.
Crying
chapels.
In the chapel.
And we're going to the chapel.
Yeah, going to the chapel.
Going to the chapel.
And you could get married and then be crying in the chapel.
You could.
The Dixie Cups.
Rather sad, or you could be crying because you're happy. Or
let's go with emotional. Let's go with a happy thing.
Just emotional.
We're doing chapels today. Chapels or missions?
Yeah, okay.
All right, here we go, folks.
All right.
What chapel or mission was built in 1744 and now takes its very famous name from the Spanish word cottonwood? If you're a Texan, you should be shot if you do not know this piece of trivia.
Well, it's
Chapel or Mission was built in 1744 and now takes its very famous name from the Spanish word cottonwood. And again, if you are a Texan, Dave Frost, you're out there, buddy. If nobody knows this one and you're from Texas, bad, bad move.
All right. I don't know what it is, but obviously I guess it's a word that comes out of the Spanish language, I guess.
For cottonwood? Yeah, you should know this. As soon as I give you the answer, you'll go, I know this.
Should have known that.
Yep. 919-929-WCHL. All you Texas transplants.
Yeah.
Call right now.
And you can swap trivia prize. You can also get a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Where you're good to go and you can hook horns with me and Ron on trivia.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Joanne Andrusavich, for the last 2 years, has been Executive Director at Pause Forever. She's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Pause Forever has actually been in this community for 50 years now, starting out as APS of Chapel Hill and then APS of Orange County before moving out to Mebane and becoming Pause Forever. We go to the local county shelters, get dogs and cats, which enables them to keep the animals that they have to take from the public for a longer period of time. We bring them out to our wonderful 50-acre facility in Mebane and get them spayed or neutered, any medical treatments that they need, give training to the dogs, and then get them ready to be adopted.
Lee Matthews at Pause Forever wanted to put Joanne in our spotlight today. Joanne is about to leave us.
When I moved to the Chapel Hill area 5 years ago, I had a dog and wanted to, you know, get involved with an organization that saved animals. I had worked when I was in Austin, Texas, with a group called the Texas Hearing and Service Dogs. I started out, though, as just going to the Pause Forever Walk for Animal Protection, a charity walk, and I started volunteering, got on their board of directors after a couple of years of volunteering, and then when the previous executive director moved, I took that role on. The biggest thing that I walk away from this with is just the caring and compassion of so many people, the employees and volunteers at Pause Forever do everything possible to take care of these animals.
Now, when you first came to the Chapel Hill community, you were involved in education, and now the reason you're leaving is you're getting back into education.
I came to Chapel Hill to take over as the administrator at the Emerson Waldorf School, which is a position that I held for 3 years, and then moved on to working with school accreditation work, which I still do, but that opportunity came up to go back into leading a Waldorf school in Newtown, Connecticut, and so I'll be moving there at the end of the month.
A great big thank you on behalf of all the animals to Joanne Andrusavich, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Thanks so much, Ron, and at Pause Forever, we appreciate the Orange County community for their support of the work that Pause Forever does.
Go to pauseforever.org, and you can get all the information you need there.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Well, the question is, what is the famous chapel or mission in Texas name for the Spanish word for cottonwood? The answer is the Alamo. Our winner today is Jeff Mallett of Chapel Hill. Congratulations, Jeff.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
7 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business.